Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jonas Yantan with Evening News. The headlines. Chief Secretary of Nagaland Dr. J. Alam emphasizes state government's commitment towards child protection. Fifth session of the 14th Nagaland Legislative Assembly to commence on August 6th. Rockfall occur along Chade Batkai Bridge towards Kogidalong. Commissioner of Police Dimapur cautions travellers. And newly elected members of Kohima Municipal Council take oaths of affirmation. Minister Salhotonio Cruse calls for setting Kohima as model municipal council. Now the news in detail. Chief Secretary of Nagaland Dr. J. Alam today said that the state government is fully committed to implementing the BOKSO Act and ensuring that cases of child abuse and sexual offences against children are properly dealt with. Dr. Alam was addressing a one-day state-level symposium on modal guidelines with respect to the support person under Section 39 of the BOKSO Act 2012, organized by the Nagaland State Commission for Protection of Child Rights under the aegis of the National Commission for Protection of Child Rights in Kohima. He said a BOKSO Act contains provisions for guidelines to be made by the states, but admitted that states have been slow in framing their own guidelines. Consequently, the National Commission for Protection of Child Rights has provided model guidelines. Dr. Alam expressed confidence that Nagaland will adopt and implement these model guidelines, emphasizing that although the acts are readily available on the internet, they are not well known. He said bringing people together in this kind of symposium to learn can help clear many queries and doubts. Dr. Alam added that state authorities, police, the judiciary and other agencies dealing with child abuse cases need to be sensitized. In this regard, he called for collective efforts of all stakeholders in creating awareness, sensitization, and implementing the provisions of the acts in their true spirit. Dr. Alam also emphasized the need for strategies to prevent child abuse, stating that much work needs to be done in this direction through sensitization at home and school levels to provide a conducive environment for children. The fifth session of the 14th Nagaland Legislative Assembly will commence on 6th of August. Secretary in charge, Krohit Tonio Rio, informed that Governor of Nagaland, Lal Ganesan, in exercise of the powers conferred by Clause 1 of Article 174 of the Constitution of India, has summoned the fifth session of the 14th Nagaland Legislative Assembly to meet at 9:30 a.m. on Tuesday, the 6th of August, 2024, in the Assembly Hall of the Nagaland Legislative Assembly, Kohima. In an unfortunate incident, a rockfall occurred along Chate Batkai Bridge towards Kogidalong on the new Chumukidima village on National Highway 29 at around 3:50 p.m. Deputy Commissioner of Chumukidima, Apinav Shivam, told Akashvani News Kohima that a Bolero car was damaged, injuring four occupants. As per sources, the injured persons were taken to the hospital. Deputy Chief Minister Tia Zeliang has expressed pain and grief for those injured and wished them a speedy recovery. Taking to social media X, Zeliang said the state government will take up the matter with the concerned authority in all seriousness and ensure accountability. He said the state government on its part has been impressing upon the implementing agency, NHIDCL, to expedite the safety work, for which a short-term maintenance contract has also been allotted, apart from the main contract for the construction of the four-lane. Zeliang said in the last review and coordination meeting held on 15th May with NHIDCL and the short-term maintenance contractor, a clear direction had been given fearing for such incidents as monsoon is almost at its peak. He said Chief Minister Nipiro has also, in no uncertain terms, directed NHIDCL that work has to be expedited and safety measures in place before the start of the monsoon.
आप डिजिटल साक्ष्य भी होंगे पारंपरिक साक्ष्य भारतीय साक्ष्य अधिनियम मतलब नया कानून 1 जुलाई से लागू आजाद भारत के अपने कानून.
This news comes to you from Akashvani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIN News Kohima. following a rockfall incident along Chate Patkai Bridge towards Kukitulong of the National Highway 29 and with the incessant rainfall, the Commissioner of Police, Dimapu, said the stretch of the National Highway 29 has become vulnerable for public commuters. Therefore, in the interest of public safety, an advisory has been issued for the commuters not to travel along the said vulnerable National Highway stretch, especially during the incessant or heavy rainfall. The advisory stated that non-essential movement and stoppage should be avoided. It also advised commuters to avoid travelling during night. Further, travellers are advised to maintain safe distance along the vulnerable area of the National Highway and maintain extreme caution. 19 newly elected councillors, including 7 women councillors, representing 19 wards of Kohima Municipal Council, KMC, took the oath of affirmation today. Deputy Commissioner Kohima Kumar Ramnikant administered the oath of affirmation. Congratulating the councillors, Minister for Women Resource Development and Horticulture, Salhotonio Croce, said, after much hurdle of 2 decades, the state government could successfully conduct the ULP elections with 33% reservation for women. She noted that KMC is in its nascent and transitional stage, and as councillors of Kohima Municipal Council, they have a great responsibility ahead. Cruce said, as mandated by the citizens of 19 wards, they are expected to be the bridge between the community and the council. She urged them to work with integrity and vision in order to set Kohima as a model municipal council. Stating that they are the decision makers of their wards, Cruce appealed to the councillors to provide services and facilities in a fair and sustainable way for the development of the area. The minister further assured the councillors that the government would extend all possible assistance to develop and uplift our people and municipality. Earlier, Kumar Ramnikant said the oath of affirmation signifies the commitment of the newly elected councillors to shoulder their responsibilities for whatever fate the people of Kohima district has reposed on them. Ramnikant exuded optimism that not only in Kohima, but the rest of the districts will witness phenomenal growth in the urban sector. Oath-taking ceremony took place in different municipal and town councils across various districts of Nagaland today. Deputy Commissioner Dimapu, Dr. Tino Chungshi Chang, administered the oath of affirmation to 11 councillors for Dimapu Municipal Council in the presence of MLA and Advisor, Labour and Employment and Skill Development and Excise, Mua Toshi Lungkuma. Newly elected members of Beren, Jaluki and Denning Town Councils took oaths of affirmation at a ceremony held at DC's Conference Hall, Beren. Deputy Commissioner of Beren, Vinit Kumar, administered the oath of affirmation to the elected members. Elected candidates of Jumkidima Town Council and Metsifema Town Council also took oaths of affirmation at DC's Conference Hall, Jumkidima. Deputy Commissioner Jumukidima Abhinav Shivam administered oath of affirmation to the newly elected councillors. Deputy Commissioner Zunaputo Rahul Panudas Mali administered oath of affirmation to elected members of Zunaputo, Adwezi, Sadaka and Agunoto Town Councils. In Woka, Deputy Commissioner K. Furhuse Niuwe administered the oath of affirmation to the elected members. Additional Deputy Commissioner T. Langkonsen Tsanglao administered oath of affirmation to the newly elected members of Mangulemba Town Council. The 9 unopposed elected members of Chubaboso Town Council also took oath. Meanwhile, the oath-taking ceremony for the elected members of Peck Town Council will be held tomorrow. And now, 20 News, here are the headlines again. Chief Secretary of Nagaland Dr. Jay Alam emphasizes state government's commitment towards child protection. 5th session of the 14th Nagaland Legislative Assembly to commence on August 6. Rockfall occurs along Chate Batkai Bridge towards Kukitulong. Commissioner of Police Dimapu cautions travelers. And newly elected members of Kohima Municipal Council takes oath of affirmation. Minister Salhotonio Croce calls for setting Kohima as model municipal council. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night. Thank you.